Welcome back into the Crimson Corner podcast. It's powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Trevor Allen, and I am really excited to catch up with our next guest as we're making the rounds through all of the newcomers for Utah basketball. We talked to a guard who actually committed pretty early when he went into the portal. Craig Smith got the job. He was actually one of the first ones to commit, and that is former Cincinnati guard Gabe Madsen. Gabe, how are you?
Doing great, man. Good to be on here.
You ended up playing a couple of games with the Bearcats, yep. And then chose to shut it down for COVID reasons or whatever it is, but yep. Obviously it's a personal thing. But how hard of a choice was it for you to sit out the rest of the season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely not easy. You know, basketball is like something that I love and love playing it. And, you know, it was hard to step away from it. But, you know, sometimes you just got to do what's best for you. And, I mean, it all worked out great because, you know, now I'm here and I love it here and I love it, my team and coaches and living here. So yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you just gotta do what's best for you, and I mean, it all worked out. So
I know that there's been some issues within, you know, the coaching staff with Cincy early on, you know, especially around the time that you went into the portal, and we don't need to get into that, but
yeah,
what were some of the reasons why you left Cincy?
Oh, I mean, you know, obviously you could go like into some other things, but you know, I got nothing to respect for those coaches and stuff. And obviously we got Coach Morris here, and, you know, that's my guy. I love him. But, you know, I got nothing to respect for those coaches, and I never wanted that to happen, you know, for Coach Brandon or anything. That was never the intention or anything like that. I just had to, like, focus on myself, and, you know, it wasn't exactly what I thought I wanted, you know, and it was just, you know, COVID obviously made everything a little bit more difficult, and you know, so I just had to step away from the program and kind of, you know, do what was best for me, you know. So because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. And, you know, I got to, and like I said, I mean, it all ended up working out because now I'm, you know, back at it. I'm loving it here. And, you know, so this is like best case scenario here. So, yeah.
So when you went into the portal, walk us through that process of how you ended up at Utah.
Yeah, I mean, so I opted out like right after the season, and, you know, it was pretty hectic at first, you know, a lot of coaches calling and whatnot, but, you know, this time around, I kind of knew more of what I was looking for. And so I didn't, you know, I was telling coaches no early on, not wasting time, kind of, cause I knew what I was looking for, kind of already having to go through it. And I think that's something that's beneficial too, that first time around, it's hard to know exactly what you're looking for. I mean, it's like one of the few things in life where you have to make a decision, that's not permanent, but temporary for a long time, where you you don't actually get experience and know what you want. So yeah, I mean, it was nice this time around having to know what I kind of more of what I was looking for and what meant the most to me. And yeah, so it was pretty quick. And, you know, once I found what I was looking for, there was no point in really waiting. So
when you actually committed, Coach Morris was still with the Bearcats. So yeah, he wasn't a reason why you went to Utah. What was the reason?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, I really like the talks I had with the coaches, and I already had a pretty good relationship with Coach Petey from first time around. He recruited me a little bit at Utah State, and they recruited me a little bit right out of the portal when they were at Utah State still. And then they got the job. So at Utah. So I already had a good relationship with them, and, you know, the Pac-12 is more of my style, I'd say, playing, and their style of playing at like the team, and it's just fit me really well. So, you know, there's no point really waiting, and I, you know, and then I get to live out in Salt Lake City, so that's even added bonus. So
when you were in the portal and you were going through all your options, especially when you initially went in there, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would end up at Utah? Because I know you probably had a bunch of different offers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was definitely not one that I was thinking of a chance, because I never really talked to Utah like first time around or whatever. And it just kind of ended up working that the staff got the job here and everything, you know, ended up working out. So, I mean, obviously it wasn't something that I really saw happening, because it wasn't an option really first time around. And I'd never had any contact with any coaches from here. But, you know, I just ended up working out. Yeah, I mean, I'm loving it. So
what is your relationship like with Coach Smith? I mean, you guys are from the same state. Him and also Coach Pearson were probably obviously big reasons why you went to Utah. What is your relationship like with Craig Smith?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's just a good dude. I mean, he's just, I remember when we were talking, he was just like when he was recruiting me, he's like, so many people have told us our coaching staff together, they've told us that, you know, you guys are just normal people. And I mean, it's very true. I mean, you can just like, they have their lives outside of basketball and it's not just all basketball with them. You can talk about other things with them. And, you know, I really like that. So like, and then on the court, it's just like, he's honest with me and he encouraged me and tells me when I'm, you know, need to do something better. And, you know, I love that. So somebody who's honest with you and, you know, and then off the court, you just can talk to them about other things, and basketball is nice too. So
we don't have a ton of film from your college days,
right.
You know, in your first year, but for fans out there who are trying to get to know you a little bit more, who is Gabe Madsen, not only on the court, but off the court?
That's a loaded question. I do a lot of things, man. I mean, obviously on the court, people probably know me more of like a scorer. Obviously I'm always trying to develop my game more and more, like defensively, and keep getting better at that. And I think I'm a good distributor of the ball. I just make the right play. And I think I just know how to play basketball. That's something that I always grew up just doing. My dad was my coach for pretty much my whole life. And he was, you know, he's pretty progressive with the way he thinks and the way he teaches basketball. And I think that kind of bled into who I am. And, so just growing up, just a lot of motion. So I learned how to play. So I think I just know how to play basketball pretty well. And then, I mean, off the court, I love spending time in nature. I think that's why I really like being out here, is just endless amounts of nature and hiking. I mean, I'm always outside doing something, usually hiking. I dabble in a little bit of rock climbing here and there. I played the guitar pretty badly. I like to not be just a basketball player. I like to do other things. So I think that's important in life to be able to, you know, someday basketball's gonna come to an end, and I'm gonna have to have other things that I like to do. So I think that's good to have a start at this age, and you know, so I do many other things.
So you haven't gone through a winter in Salt Lake City yet, right?
No.
I take it will probably never match as cold as it is.
No, back yeah, home. We've had many talks. Luckily, I have Booth here, so he's also lived in Minnesota, and we've had some talks about it. He says it's not as bad, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of snow, but it doesn't get below zero.
Yeah,
very
that's
often.
that's the bad thing about Minnesota. I mean, there's obviously a lot of snow, and then it's added on, you get below zero. So that's, I'm looking forward to not that having that. So.
Is there a player who you've idolized throughout your life, especially growing up around the game, that you've kind of, you know, watched closely, maybe, you know, use some of their moves as a part of your game?
Yeah, I mean, I get asked this question a lot. I think, like, there's not really one that I would say, like, oh, that's my favorite player, and that's, like, who I want to be like, and who I model my game after. I think I've always grown up watching basketball, and I love watching basketball, and I'm always watching. So, you know, no matter what the level is, I think you can always learn something. If I see something I like a move or something, I'll, you know, add it in the bag, as they say, try to work on it. But, I think that might be beneficial because I think that can broaden your game a little bit if you don't just look at one player and you look at multiple players and just watching the game of basketball. You can have a wider array of skill sets. So
something that has happened over the course of, you know, the last couple of months that you've actually been here is just adding more and more players. When, you know, Craig took over, there was a lot of guys who left from last year's team, and then bringing in seven guys out of the portal, including you, and then another guy from the 2021 class. But a lot of the talk about that is really just gaining chemistry. I mean, I actually talked to Raleigh about it, a couple of days ago. And I just want to ask you, how hard is it to get that chemistry during these workouts, especially when you guys haven't really gone through a game together? You know, you guys can only scrimmage and simulate so much things. So what are some of the challenges to get this whole chemistry built and locked in and ready for the season coming up?
Well, I would just say, props to the coaching staff, because they recruit just good guys. And I mean, I think that's, that just really shows with how we like play with each other on the court is everybody gets along, man. And, you know, that just is really beneficial on the court. If you get along, like you're saying, you have chemistry, and I mean, it's crazy how fast it happens when you're on a team together. Like, I've known these guys, I mean, in the scheme of life, not very long, but I mean, I see them every day, and now they're like some of my better friends. So, I mean, it's crazy how fast that happens. And, you know, like I said, props to the coaches because they just recruit good guys. And I mean, that's what they're about. So everybody gets along, and I don't think we're going to have any problems with like chemistry and stuff. I mean, everybody's like hanging out with each other, and we're all just like chilling in the locker room a lot. And I think that's just really beneficial and will really show this year on the court. So,
what did you know about the Utah basketball program before you came to Utah?
To be honest, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. I mean, obviously, I'm from the Midwest. Yeah, so I didn't know a whole lot about. I knew obviously Kyle Kuzma came from Utah. I mean, that's you know, I didn't really know a whole lot. So, but I'm definitely learning more. So I probably should, you know, probably should, because now I am a Utah Ute. So.
I've actually asked every single player so far that I've talked to. I've talked to Marco, I've talked to Booth, I've talked to Raleigh, and now you. And I'm gonna ask you the same question.
Okay.
What should Utah fans expect from the Running Utes this season?
I think a fun brand of basketball, man. I mean, I think we're gonna, you know, like I said, the chemistry of the team is gonna really show, and you know, we just play a fun way. I mean, we, you know, get up and down, and we just play basketball, man, and that's. You know, that's what I was looking for. And, you know, like I said, that's how I always grew up playing. And I think that's like a good skill set of mine is that I just have good IQ. And I know, I just know how to play basketball. And I think that's, you know, like I said, that's just going to be, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch. I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure. So.
All right. Well, Gabe, it's actually been really nice to, you know, talk to you, get to know you a little bit. Hopefully we'll catch up down the line. Best of luck coming up this season, and we'll definitely talk soon. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good. Thank you.